making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Best 2 out of 3 to go to the NBA Finals. Doesn't get better than that. I mean, ultimately, you know, anybody that didn't think this was going to be tough, I mean, everything is tough. And, you know, in this deal, it's a blast to have to grit your teeth, get up off the mat, and go after it again. That's part of it. That's part of what makes these guys on both sides special. It's part of what makes the Western Conference team special. They're able to do it. They're able to block out everything that doesn't matter and go compete. And that's what we'll go do.
It's a best of three for the Celtics. Game 5 tonight at the Garden.
No, big show today.
No, it isn't. Big show today. What do you mean
big
no
show
one
today.
Isn't? What do you mean no one isn't? What's not?
I think it's bigger than that. I think it's bigger than a best of three. And I know it's technically best of three. Must win for this Boston Celtic team tonight. This is one game, baby. Like, this is it. Whoever wins tonight is winning. The whole thing. Not the whole thing, but you're going to go play Golden State. If you win tonight, you're going to play the Golden State Warriors.
You think whoever wins tonight's game wins the series?
Yes.
So if the Celtics
absolutely
take a lead tonight, you're convinced they're going to win the series?
They'll find a way to get another one. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think for the Celtics, they need this game tonight.
Yes.
They certainly need it more than the Cavs do. And they have a chance to take a lead. Big show today in that we have Brad Stevens at 12:50, as you just mentioned. Also a big day in that we are giving away tickets to tonight's game at 10:50 this morning. That is coming up within this hour. So tickets for tonight, Brad Stevens at 12:50. Shaughnessy is in here for a couple of hours starting at 11. All right, so tonight, it's a moment. It's a moment in the sense that this is the biggest game that Brad Stevens will have coached as Boston Celtics head coach in his time here. This is it. This is the biggest game he's ever faced.
And we have him day of game. This is great.
That's correct.
Oh, my question's got to be good.
This is the biggest game that he will coach.
Jesus.
And it's also the biggest opportunity to prove something. It's a big opportunity for this team to prove something, or individuals on the team to prove something. But as far as the praise as it relates to this year's Celtics team goes, the overwhelming majority of praise has been given to Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens has been the guy. He's received all kinds of credit for managing the injuries in season, for managing the season-ending injuries for guys like Hayward and for Kyrie Irving. He's been the guy that's been called a great head coach, one of the best in the league. His owner says that he is the only guy he'd want. He wouldn't take anybody else in the league.
Is he a better coach at home?
I'm sure record-wise, yeah, most coaches are better at home.
But I mean, when you go into a game, is you have confidence as a player. I heard a lot of critique of this Celtic team that, they're young, they can't handle the road games. That's the toughest thing to do in the NBA, that they play a lot more confidence at home.
Okay, every team does. That's true of every team in the league.
Does the coach have that character? Where, okay, I can't wait to get out of tonight. Where he's probably nervous going into games at Cleveland. Maybe.
Well, this is my point, though, is that...
Or does that not phase him?
Tonight, for Brad Stevens, is a chance to prove it.
It's his biggest game as the coach.
Yes. It's a chance for him to prove it. It's a chance for him to go out and make adjustments that haven't been made the last two games. To prove that this was not just a fluke, that the Celtics won the first two games. That if this were a prize fight, they weren't a guy that just landed a couple of punches early and looked good, but really didn't belong in the fight. They have a chance to prove that they belong in this series, that they should be considered a legitimate team to get past LeBron, and the coach has the chance to validate all of the all the praise that he has received. And if he doesn't sort of validate all of that praise, and by the way, he could still do it in a loss, depending on how the team plays and what adjustments are made, or how the finish goes, any of those things. But this is a prove-it type of night for him and for his team. Prove it. People say you're one of the best. I've said it. I think he's a great coach.
You got to be that button pusher.
Prove it to us.
When you talk about great coaches, especially in that league, come on. Over the years, whether it was Phil Jackson, if you're going to give him credit, or you're going to give the team credit because he had super teams. He had Jordan. He had Kobe. He had Shaq. He had all those guys. Now you got a chance where, it's him versus LeBron. It really is. He's got to out-coach LeBron James tonight. He's got to find a way to make LeBron James uncomfortable early in this game to where LeBron thinks, oh, man, I really got to work. And I got to worry about my team being affected by the rogue crowd. See, I don't think the building's going to affect James, the noise. Because if you hear Cleveland, they keep talking about it's going to be a hell of an environment. If you're green, you're wearing green, place is going to be rocking, this and that. That tells me that LeBron knows that his team has issues playing on the road, and some of them can't deal well with noise. I mean, how many years some of these guys been playing in the NBA? Korver's been through it. Son, Tristan Thompson, you can't play on the road because it's too noisy? Who the hell's it affecting? Hill? Come on.
Yeah, all those guys that haven't been there before.
I hear that coming out of Cleveland. Like, all of a sudden, Boston's this intimidating environment.
There's only like four or five guys that are from those Cavs every year.
So Stevens
it's
has that.
Smith, it's Korver, it's Kevin Love, it's Tristan Thompson, it's LeBron James.
So isn't it pertinent?
All those other guys, the supporting role guys, they're all not used to this.
So isn't it pertinent that this team, the Celtic team, gets out to a huge start tonight? Because that gets the wave going. That not the wave, but you ride that wave of, okay, now you got the sixth man helping you and the fans.
I don't know. Do you go offense or do you go defense? Do you try to stop them or do you keep your lineup and just roll it out?
Haven't they tried to stop them and all of a sudden you're down by 10? Next thing you know, you're fighting and scratching and clawing?
They've started Morris and gone small every game this series.
Okay. So you're starting Baines tonight.
It comes back down. It comes back to Baines, yeah.
Baines. It's Baines. It's amazing that on the day of Brad Stevens' biggest game as the head coach of the Boston Celtics, it could be all dependent on Baines. Freaking Baines.
How important is the first 5 minutes of the game? It's the first 5 minutes. It's not about Baines. It's about the first 5 minutes of the game. Who gets momentum?
There's a lot to talk about today.
Playing out from in front early at home is going to be great.
They've been chasing. It's a bad feeling you get chasing this Cavaliers team.
Big night for Brad Stevens. Try and make this indisputable. Try and make it that you are one of the best coaches in the league because you've proven it, because you've done it on a big stage. This is the biggest stage that this team currently put together has ever had. Biggest stage, biggest game. Bigger than any game they played in the Eastern Conference Finals a year ago. They're up 2-0. Now it's tied, and they're back home. It's the biggest game that Brad Stevens has ever coached in the NBA.
Gotta hope the Celtics aren't tight, because they got a lot of young players, too.
It's a challenge, yet it is also a huge opportunity.
You know the mortality of it, I think, as a player. Because I think who wins this game tonight is going to win the series.
They cannot do the things that they did in the last two games. They can't make those same mistakes. And some of those will be eliminated just by being at home. The comforts of home are important in this league. The records bear it out. The stats bear it out. And the Celtics as a team have been a much better team in the playoffs at home. Much better.
Yep, yep.
Statistically, it's an easy case to make.
See, and the reason I say that, who wins this is going to win it, because say the Celtics win it tonight. Or excuse me, say that Cleveland wins it tonight and they go up 3-2. Do you really think that the Celtics are going to sweep two games and what could potentially be LeBron James' last games as a Cleveland Cavalier? See, that's hard for me to fathom. LeBron's playing against a legacy, too, for his hometown. They're not going to win tonight and then get swept by the Celtics in two games. That's not going to help him. They got to get this game tonight.
Must win for the Celtics. A must win game 5 tonight, which you can hear right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And you can go the game by listening at 10:50 when we give away a pair of tickets. 617-779-0985. Celtics game 5 tonight against the Cavs. We're talking about it with you next.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This is the biggest game that Brad Stevens will have coached as Boston Celtics head coach in his time here.
Forget about the crowds and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals.
That you are one of the best coaches in the league because you've proven it, because you've done it on a big stage. This is the biggest stage that this team currently put together has ever had. Biggest stage, biggest game.
We've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game.
Bigger than any game they played in the Eastern Conference Finals a year ago.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says, at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
They're up 2-0. Now it's tied, and they're back home.
Okay.
It's the biggest game that Brad Stevens has ever coached in the NBA.
All right! Let's go!
should be. 617-779-0985. Jason's in Reading.
Hold on, Jason.
Why are
hold
we holding Jason. On?
We just had a question by our assistant producer. What did he say?
He says he was joking. He asked if that was from Rocky.
Okay, thank you. Tell me he's joking, right?
I don't know.
You don't think he is? He doesn't. He's never seen Hoosiers? That's what we deal with. Go ahead. Go to Jason.
Jason. Go ahead.
First off, really excited about the game tonight. I think that we got a legit shot to kind of get up off the mat following a nice little Rocky theme song there. But, you know, as I look back to game three, game four, I thought game three, their usefulness came out. They just weren't ready to go, and they got really kind of smacked around. Game four, I thought they came out really, really aggressive. And the story of the game, in my opinion, was just missed layups and dunks. We should be up 3-1, in my opinion. And lastly, game five, I think Celtics have a legit shot to come and pull it out and take command of the series again. And a sleeper could be a Shane Larkin at the point guard position. You know, I think, you know, if he comes in, he'll provide a good spark, some three-point shooting, you know, good 5 to 10 minute spurt that I think that they're missing right now from the outside in particular, and really his speed.
Shane Larkin.
Yeah, Shane Larkin. So if he's able to play, you know, I think Brad will use, you know, in the right way, spot up, et cetera. But just kind of wanted to hear your thoughts generally and ready to go.
No Shane Larkin tonight, Jason, unfortunately. It does sound like there's a chance he could make a return if they get to game seven, maybe. I just think that he's not that close. He's progressing. I think if they get out of this series, if they get to the finals, he might play. But you're not going to see him tonight. He could have helped defensively. He could have helped on some of those switches. He's been good at that. He's quick. But he's not going to play tonight, so you don't have to worry about that. Or I should say, too bad. It'd be nice to have him. Matt's in Marblehead. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Man, big game tonight. I'm so nervous about it. But
what are you nervous for?
It's going to be fine. But I think someone already mentioned it. You know, I wanted to highlight that point again. You know, the first 5 minutes are so, so key. I rewatched game four yesterday, and they played terrible in the first 5 minutes, and they got down way more than they should have. And then they came back, and they started playing great. Quarters 2, 3, 4, they outscored the Cavs like crazy, and they played great basketball after that. So I think, you know, that first 5 minutes, if they can get their confidence going, you know, that's going to be the key to success right there.
Yeah, and I mean, hit the easy shots tonight, right? I mean, right. Brad Stevens could press buttons and make changes, but he can't make you make your easy shots. It's not Brad Stevens' fault you're missing dunks. That's what
can kill
isn't
the question
tonight.
Defensively?
Yeah, early. If LeBron comes out and they're doing those.
No, period. Not early. Period. No. In this game.
If they come out and they're setting those high picks, and in the first 5 minutes, you see Terry Rozier looking like a dog chasing cars again, running this way, that way. Do I run the Korver in the corner? Do I go off top? What do I do? Or do I stay on LeBron? You're in trouble. You're in trouble. That's got to be fixed from the get-go.
Well, why can't it be fixed at the end of the first quarter? I don't get why it has to be early.
Because I think it ties in with Bane starting.
They've got to figure out how to stop that bleeding. And maybe the Cavs help. Maybe the Cavs help you by shooting terribly like they did in early portions of this series. Like they did when these first two games were played here.
They know they need a game, right? They know they need a game here. You don't think they're feeling the pressure? I know they think they got momentum, which they may have. But it's sort of like a new series here. Three games, win two, and you go. Other guy goes home.
All the pressure to me tonight
you
is on the Boston
feeling
Celtics. I don't think there's any pressure on the Cavs right now.
You know what? We keep
feeling the pressure. Come
and
on.
I agree with you, Zoe, when said earlier, and I think Gorman said it earlier, too, whoever wins tonight is going to win the series. I remember feeling that. Probably said it about game two. Like, oh, Celtics jump out and grab that first one from Cleveland. If they take the first two at home, whoever wins game two is going to win this series. Like, well, didn't necessarily feel that way after Cleveland took the next two, so we just keep pushing it. Now, tonight, obviously, when it's the first game of a best of three, it feels...
Well, it's nice
smarter
to sit there and see seven games. We can figure it out as we move along.
It
starts to tighten up.
Smarter to say that, but no. If the Celtics lose in a squeaker tonight,
You're dead.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I think the math is very much against you at
that point. If they get blown out tonight, okay. I'll push the chips in and say, thank you, that was fun. Have a good night.
So if they lose a squeaker tonight, to my point about LeBron and his legacy potentially leaving Cleveland, you think that guy's going to lose two straight?
Guess I'd pull my chips back and flip one
right.
of the dealer.
But think about that, an elimination
as
game
a gambler
in Cleveland where you've played like dog poo. That's what you set up for yourself.
Yeah.
You want that? You're feeling okay about that? Like, oh, no big deal. We just have to go back to Cleveland now where we've been absolutely terrible.
But the way they were terrible in Game 3, yes. Game 4 was just weird, watching guys miss layups and dunks.
Yeah, but why did they do that? They were terrible in Game 4. I feel better about Game 4 than Game 3.
Squeezing their bums.
It's almost worse in that you had an opportunity and you blew it it's all up in your own head.
Well, they were nervous.
That's the problem. Diamond makers. That's the issue.
That was a big game.
Remember
Beetle.
Cole, that coal maker, and diamond maker Zoe over here.
Oh boy,
is right.
Hello,
10:50. Your chance to go to tonight's game. We're giving away a pair of tickets right here on Zolak at Bertrand. Nice. So you definitely don't want to miss that. That atmosphere tonight should be electric. I'm looking forward just to that, seeing what that is like. This has been the most important game played at the Garden in a while for the Celtics. Mm. The same way it's the most important game being played for these players or for Brad Stevens. When was the last time you had a game that was this big, this important in a tied series this late in the playoffs?
2012 against LeBron, right?
It's been years.
Yeah. The game he came in here and showed everybody, oh.
Yeah.
This LeBron's good.
6 years.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's going to feel good.
Ooh.
It's going to feel good to get back on that.
NFL just announced something.
Oh, what's that?
Regarding the NFL draft next year.
Oh, okay, what's that?
It's going to Nashville.
Right, we talked about that yesterday.
Let's confirm
that.
Now, yeah.
Covered that.
That's a good one right there. Shut down that Main Street and let the party start. Ooh, that's a destination right there, buddy. I like that one. Bertrand, Zolak and Bertrand, live from the NFL draft.
What am I supposed to do with that now?
Say, let's do it.
It's the last time the Celtics have had a game this big at home. NFL drafts in Nashville next year.
Mm. Yeah. Excellent.
It just came across.
I don't know where you
updated.
Go.
Your timing is spectacular.
News is always breaking,
really,
man.
Your timing is impeccable. Absolutely impeccable.
I'm fired up.
For what? The draft or tonight's game?
Tonight's game.
Having a hard time
tonight's
telling.
Tonight's game.
You are.
Get your eye on some college quarterbacks tonight, Zoe.
What's tonight?
Next year's draft, and college quarterbacks, you got to watch them.
Got to go home and watch some YouTube.
Why don't you go home and assign numbers to a seven-year-old girl travel softball team?
Let's do it.
Why don't you do that?
Why don't you go home
and send emails to the entire league?
Why don't you go home and write condolence letters to the girls you cut?
Who you affected.
That was 2 nights ago.
Didn't put on the squad. Well, yeah, they've had a data process.
Listen, they might be adding a second team.
Why don't you write letters to the little girls so they can open them 20 years from now and how Coach Louth ruined my son.
You're on Team Jim for cutting 7-year-old girls?
No, I'm on Team Jim because he's fighting back against interrupting with the NFL draft for some reason, being in Nashville, which we basically talked about yesterday when we discussed the NFL league meeting.
Yeah, but did we talk about it enough?
I guess not.
All the announcements, by the way, the biggest one was that the Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans in a few years.
Yes.
Of all the stuff Goodell said today.
But it's like 6 years away.
Yeah.
Here are the headlines with Hardy when we come back. There's a theory about next year's Celtics team. It doesn't relate to tonight's game, but it is good news if you like what you're seeing from the Celtics right now and what they might be when they get back some of their players going into next year. Zach Lowe had some thoughts on that. We will get to those thoughts. You will hear from him next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Game 5 at the TD Garden. Series tied at 2 as the Celtics and Cavaliers play for the right to go to the NBA Finals. Head coach Brad Stevens joins Zolak and Bertrand at 12:50 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the call of tonight's game, also right here on The Sports Hub. Last night, the Rockets beat the Warriors in Oakland 95-92, so the Western Conference Finals are also tied at 2 games each. Red Sox over the Rays last night, 4-2 in Tampa. Chris Sale, the starter for manager Alex Cora.
Great. Makes it up with the pitches, using his off-speed stuff. Actually, to set up the fastball. They put some good at-bats, but for him to go deep into the game is great for us.
Two teams continue the series by playing the middle of the three-game set tonight. David Price gets the start opposite Chris Archer. Headlines are powered by Northeast Electrical Distributors, New England's top choice for electrical contractors with over 30 locations and a mobile app. They have everything you need. Needco.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Zach Lowe was on the Bill Simmons podcast this week and was asked by Bill Simmons, who was very much a Celtics fan, was asked about the future of the Celtics and asked him a couple of questions about who's here going forward. Have a listen.
Couple more. Is Kyrie Irving on the Celtics next year?
Yes.
Is Terry Rozier on the Celtics next year?
Yep. I think everyone's on the Celtics next year.
You're bringing them all back.
I think Smart takes his qualifying offer because he's going to be depressed by the market and what the Celtics offer him.
Yeah.
And so they can get under the tax easily in that scenario. And they just go into, let's see what the team is mode. Let's see who between Hayward and Kyrie is more essential. Maybe they're both essential. Let's see how we look playing five wings and no point guards. Let's see the whole thing.
Zach Lowe, senior writer at ESPN with Bill Simmons, thinks that both Terry Rozier and Marcus Smart are members of the Celtics next year. Now, for Rozier, that's a lot easier. But for Marcus Smart, he has a chance to go to free agency. And he thinks that with the current situation, with the cap situation, the way it will look going into next year, that there may not be a big offer for him out there. And role players like Marcus Smart, who would be a starter on a lesser team, may have some issues getting a big contract. May have to take the qualifying offer from the Celtics and roll the dice and go back to, you know, go back to the Celtics. It's basically what he's going to do. That's his thought. That's what he thinks. Is that what we want? As fans, is that what you want? That's what I absolutely want.
Yeah, take a shot at the Warriors.
Opportunity to bring back everybody, assuming health, which is always a risk, assuming health, with Kyrie, assuming health with Gordon Hayward, you put this team back together with those two guys. What would we be talking about right now? And it's another year together as a team.
Stand pat.
Stand
That's interesting,
pat,
though.
Stand, do nothing. You don't have to do anything.
That's interesting, though. It's like the Edelman thing. Hey, go test the market. You're going to see there really ain't that much of a market out there for you because people don't view you as a scorer or a guy that's a grinder. Even though you're an energy guy, and is Marcus Smart going to be pissed by that and say, shoot, I got to take that offer? See, I think a lot of people think Smart's going to be gone and Rozier will be back because of the offensive upside with Rozier and his ability to handle the ball better. But defensively, not that good. Not that good. Yeah, you know, we thought Avery Bradley was going to be here forever because of the way he plays defense. You know, that's the whole Smart-Rozier thing. I think everybody else is here.
How about this part later in the cut, though? Where it leads credence to all the trade Kyrie kind of people that are out there. This is a guy that's saying it.
Those guys are quiet this week. Go ahead.
Let's see who between Hayward and Kyrie is more essential. Maybe they're both essential. Let's see how we look playing five wings and no point guards. Let's see the whole thing.
Yeah, but he's not talking about trade him this offseason. He's talking about next season taking an assessment for the future.
Yeah, right? Let's see who's essential out of... If we had asked that question last year, let's see who's essential to the Celtics team out of Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. People would think you're crazy to ask that question. That's actually coming up now from a legit NBA reporter. Who's essential, Hayward or Irving or both?
Right, but he's not talking about even considering anything this offseason, which is a huge cry from some of the people that have called us.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, that's a big difference.
But he's thinking about it. It's in his mind.
He's thinking about the Celtics changing things down the road. I mean, it's two off seasons from now.
Or trade deadline next year.
I doubt it. That's not what he said.
Let's see who's essential.
He said, take the season to figure it out. To figure out how all the pieces fit within this team. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because I generally don't think there's a problem.
You really
doing
don't know.
That.
I mean,
no. And when Kyrie plays a whole season, there's going to be no question.
Right. Right. And he will have been here for two full seasons at that point.
Yeah, you know, until what we've been talking about since the start of the show is let the guy who's coaching the team get a good look at it and see what he can do with it. I mean, you have to give him the time to do that. Let it make him blend it. That's everybody.
I mean, does anybody not want to bring everyone back?
No. Who do you really want to go? Really? Everybody likes Smart. You like Rozier now. Who do you say, boy, that guy's got to go? Than Greg Monroe. I mean, who else?
Well, size is definitely part of that equation. I mean, standing pat in that, you're
there are
not
people that like Marcus Morris.
You're not moving on from anybody,
right?
For the sake of moving on from them.
Baines is better than people give him credit for, just because of how he looks. You know, people are quick to get on him for it, but he seemed okay the other night offensively until he didn't know where the hell he was at one time.
Troy in Dorchester on the
Troy
doesn't like it. He doesn't like it already.
What's up?
What's up, guys? Listen, I'm also keeping everybody, but then you know what this team's still going to look like? It's still going to look like we need a seven-footer, a big, a true center. Even if we had one of those Lopez dudes or, like, Gortat, this would be a different series if there was legitimate seven-foot center who the other team had to guard on offense and who could disrupt shots on defense. We don't need them to even score a bunch of points. Just be in the position to score points. Just be in a position to get rebounds or block shots. We don't have that. We never have. Ever since KG was gone, we never had a seven-footer who was intimidating. If we had a seven-footer that was worth his weight in pennies, I think we would have already won this series, honestly. Take away Kyrie, take away Gordon. Those guys are injured. We got a seven-footer, legit, true seven-foot center. I think this series would have been already over.
Okay. I don't know that it'd be over. There's not a lot of true centers in this league. But you want a better big, is what you want. You're right. The rest of
yeah, I mean, and here we go with the Anthony Davis talk, right? But what big do you want? Yeah,
I just think the Celtics are going to be so much more.
Embiid ain't going anywhere.
When they have Kyrie Irving back and they have Gordon Hayward back, it's going to be a different looking type of lineup. And that's what Zach Lowe talked about. Play Zach Lowe again about the combinations of starting players, what he said there about what it looks like. Because you can hear, he's thinking the way that I think the Celtics are thinking.
Let's see who between Hayward and Kyrie is more essential. Maybe they're both essential. Let's see how we look playing five wings and no point guards. Let's see the whole thing.
Play five wings. Wouldn't that be the Celtics' dream?
Oh, yeah, it'd be Danny's dream. That's what he wants. Five of the same guys.
So Marcin Gortat is the difference between this team winning a championship or not?
I can't buy into that. I can't.
Isn't Baines better than Gortat?
I can't buy into Gruppapa being the difference for the Celtics. That if they had Gruppapa, they'd be in the finals and winning it.
I'd take Baines over him.
Would you?
Yes.
Over who?
Over Marcin Gortat.
Oh, what?
What, you think Gortat's a good player?
I'd take him. It's like sort of that Gortat's hacker villain. Huge, yeah, you could have him just going to just, you know what? Let the other four score. Let them run around. You go ahead and just be an enforcer. I don't look at Baines as an enforcer.
I love
that series against Gortat. Get the like evil villain.
He's like old that. Though.
Yeah.
He's been around for a while. 617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy will join us coming up at 11, but coming up next, as we've been telling you all morning long, your chance to win tickets to Game 5 tonight.
Wow.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Oh, no.
Here it comes.
I'm waiting for it, Hardy. I'm not giving these tickets away until we get to the drums.
What, they flying
Let's
up?
Let's go. Let's go.
They flying Vince Wilfork
in? Shut up. Let's go.
Let's think of Allen and the Hangover. Oh, yeah. Mike Tyson.
It's a big secret how they got that drum sound. For years, he wouldn't tell anybody how they got that sound on the, drums.
Do tell.
I forget. But it was a big secret for a long time. And you'll hear that same drum sound in other Phil Collins songs. And I think it was a mistake. They, like, actually reversed the...
Not even real drums.
No, they're real drums.
They're not fake drums. They're real drums.
I want to watch Allen get knocked out.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985.
Yeah.
We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Celtics battle LeBron and the Cavaliers tonight for Game 5 at TD Garden.
LeBron.
Visit Celtics.com/playoffs to secure your seat today. Caller 10 right now has a pair of tickets to tonight's game. Contest line only. If you don't call the right number, you pretty much eliminate yourself. You don't give yourself a chance to win.
Right.
617-931-0985. Caller 10 right now.
It's tough today because it's one of those odd days where the intern's in. You know, so he's in every other day. And he's had some issues with the phones. So you better be calling a contest line. And boy, it feels good to give something really good away.
So you know what it was, Beetle?
What was it?
They accidentally, while they were doing some of the recording, had one of the mics open that they used just in the studio to talk back to the engineers. So not like a high-quality mic.
Yeah.
Just like... Not the one that they're recording in, but the one that just goes into the booth that they listen to. And they had that mic open for the drums, and they were listening to it in the booth. They said, that sounds really cool, because it didn't have all the special processing and compression and the noise gate and all that stuff that the high-quality mics did.
So they just used a crappy mic to record it. That was the trick.
I think that was the main part of it, yes.
Like if I play the drums over here.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it. You nailed it. 617-779-0985. You want to jump on board?
Yeah! How's our intern doing? You all right?
Is he handling it okay?
He's still smiling. A train wreck.
A lot of work when this happens.
What is he smiling? What is he smiling?
He's got the thumbs up and the big smile. He's ready to go! Ready to go! Dan Shaughnessy will join us coming up in just a few minutes. Robert Kraft has spoken. About his quarterback Tom Brady, saying there's no issues here, no issues whatsoever, and that he's very excited about mandatory minicamp. Robert Kraft took the path that Bill Belichick took going back a couple of weeks, saying these are voluntary workouts. Said he has spoken with Tom Brady and referenced family responsibilities due to the fact that he has three children. Also said Brady is, again, very excited about mandatory minicamp June 5th through the 7th in Foxborough.
Too, that this is voluntary, everything they're going through.
Also didn't seem too concerned about Gronkowski's attendance, saying I'm pretty sure he'll be there as well, referencing the mandatory minicamp. No issues. Says everything is good. Brady's got family commitments. Oh, man, this family commitment thing is becoming a bit much. Is it not? It's all about the family. It's all about the family.
Well,
meanwhile,
you know, during these OTAs, they have to stay in Foxborough. There's no contact with the family. They just live down there, right? Is that true? Or is it just like anybody else going to work for a few hours?
I think you leave at 4.
Oh, oh, well, I guess
I get home around 3.
I don't understand the family thing, though.
Time you guys get home.
Especially if the kids are still in school.
Not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
I need to free up more time for the family.
Are his kids college age? Are they done already?
See,
did they go through finals?
I don't know. I think when it's go time and it's like real, it's really time to get after it, I think Brady's got a lot in common with Maz.
Okay, there's...
Like, Maz likes being away from his family when it's go time. Like, got to prep for the show. Or got to cut my grass.
There is one thing here that I think is important that we were unsure of going back maybe a month ago. Kraft says he is in communication with Brady.
Right.
That to me represents some sort of change.
Well, they were at the Met Gala together.
And they weren't spotted together.
Correct.
They weren't next to each other at any point in time.
Right.
But Robert says that they're in touch and they're in contact. I think at some point this offseason they weren't.
Like I said, and what I've been saying all along, I think they have an understanding or they know the date. Meaning, Bill knows the date, Robert knows the date, Tom and Rob know the date that they're all reporting. I still think if this was some sort of a holdout or Brady was really pissed and there's so much uncertainty in the air as to when he's going to walk in that door, I think Bill would have made other provisions. Meaning it wouldn't be just Hoyer and Danny Etling running things right now. You know? Again, the word voluntary, I've never seen it thrown around so much from an organization in 20 years of covering it. And used to fear these days as players. If I ain't there, man, I better be there. And that Parcells thing, unseen, unheard, out of mind, out of touch. We want gym rats. We want people that want to be in this building. Again, though, you got two guys that are Hall of Famers dealing with this. This doesn't apply to guys that are edge guys on the bubble. A tweener. Your ass is there. Devin McCourty doesn't want to see his baby. Matthew Slater, who they put out in front, he's the spokesman for the team.
No, he's got
family.
Tom Brady's family is more important. He has three children.
This is where it would bug me is
if you have two kids.
And a bonus child.
Like if you have a third child, you get a bonus time. You get more time off. Everybody, I mean, what percentage of players on that team has family? Have a family. You have kids, you have a wife, you have all that going on.
But you knew the rules. I mean, he didn't have them written down. Parcells would tell us to start every year. Don't be having no babies during the season, okay? You know when your off season is. Have the damn babies in the off season, okay? I'll run around out there impregnating people and we gotta deal with it during the year. He would tell us that. Like, okay, write that down. No babies from September to December.
Did you follow that?
Had a baby in December.
But he was already gone.
It was Pete Carroll. Things changed.
All mistakes.
Things changed when Pete took over.
You didn't plan any of yours.
No babies. Nobody had babies in. No way. No way, Jose.
So what do you have on Brady right now? What are you saying? What are you not saying? What do you got? Yeah, Dan Charles is gone.
And Karen had to report yesterday, we actually ran with it too, and I said, this is really bad optics. He's driving from Brookline to the facility, meaning the TB12 facility at Patriot Place, at one Patriot Place, right there, and working out while his team is going through OTAs, as is the tight end. He's told he hasn't even been around the building. He hasn't even been coming in.
Here's your tweet from 17 hours ago.
Yep.
Brady training at TB12 while OTA is going on, 100% inaccurate, probably won't even be in U.S. tomorrow.
I'm throwing balls in a pitching cage to little kids, little 8-year-old, 9-year-old kids, when I was told this, okay? And I think he's leaving the country today for another event.
Doesn't mean he wasn't at...
He was in the country yesterday.
TB12 yesterday and the day before.
Not working out was. Team was there.
Was he?
I didn't get any confirmation he was there.
Now, Tommy Curran, I believe, has sort of inserted some information here as well.
Oh. Cool. And Tom's tied in also.
Do we have audio of that or no?
I can get it. I'll get it.
Okay. he is doesn't want to get in between all this crap going on with you and Karen and all
There's
that.
No crap. There's nothing between me and Karen.
I'm just saying. You're shooting down another report.
I like Karen.
There's crap.
Karen does a great job. She has great sources.
Shots fired.
Almost broke her arm in a football game. I felt bad.
Almost? Did you injure the arm?
She ran the end cut. I said, you sure you want it? She said, I'm in there. I hit her right in the forearm.
Okay.
You know how hard I throw.
Yes.
I'm not babying that thing.
So he said, well, maybe he wasn't working out at TB12, but he was there at TB12. I mean, it is a business that he is a partner in. So maybe he was there for a meeting. Maybe he was there for something other than working out for himself.
Could have checked in with his partner. It's like, hey, since we're leaving tomorrow, are we good on A, B, C, and D?
He could have been down there to eat a sandwich at his desk at the TB12 clinic. It doesn't matter what he was doing there.
Pick up his shoes.
Was he in Foxborough or not yesterday? That, to me, is the question. Was he there? Was he not there?
I don't know that one. I do not know that.
Okay.
I know that he's not working out there while his team is doing OTAs. I know that.
So he could have worked out at 5 in the morning.
You know that he wasn't training at TB12 yesterday, but you don't know if he was there.
I was told the setup at the house is identical to the TB12 setup, too.
Okay. So he's not
training at home.
Okay. Fine. But you don't know for sure that he was never in the building at Patriot Place yesterday.
I don't know that.
Okay.
No, I can't confirm.
All right. Okay.
Maybe he had to put his timesheet on.
Exactly. Maybe he was punching the clock.
Maybe they fixed.
There.
Maybe they fixed his coffee makers in his place of business, and he went there for a cup of coffee.
Maybe he was interviewing new employees.
Maybe he had email. Was, the coffee makers are all working.
You know, checking in on everybody. It is his place.
Sure is. He owns it.
Could have just been him out doing errands, stopping in at the place of business that he's an owner of. It doesn't matter if he was working out there or not. He was there.
Don't Felger Mass have a ground
place,
source that is taking pictures
hundreds
there?
Hundreds of yards, a couple thousand feet away from where his team was out there practicing.
Yeah, as we said.
It's the same thing.
As we said,
working out or not working out.
Well, I disagree. I think if you're going there to sweat, and I think that's a hard thing to do. You go there and you start sweating and this and that.
Okay. We're going to continue this. We're going to pick up this conversation.
Yeah, good.
Dan Shaughnessy will join us in 90 seconds.